Have you ever had like a meal and then had maybe like some watermelon for dessert? Watermelon is a fruit. Fruit goes right through the stomach, right into the small intestine, because it's mostly water. It does not stay in that area. If it stays in that area, it instantly ferments. You can't have any food in the stomach or you got fruit fermenting. Ever had a big meal, had a piece of watermelon, and then been burping it up, back up here, tasting it again the rest of the night? Anybody had this experience, yes or no? Of course you have. That's why fruit has to be on an empty stomach, because it combines with nothing else. And proteins and carbohydrates need to be eaten separately as a primary source of your meal. You're saying, what are you saying? I'm saying this is how your body actually works, unlike how you've been taught culturally to eat. So if you're gonna have meat, have a big salad with it, have some steamed vegetables, but don't have a big baked potato, bread, and rice with it, because then what you've done is you've made a digestive process that normally takes 3.5 hours, will now be 11 hours, 12, 13, 14, 9, depending upon a person. So you go to sleep at night, have that meal, and while you're sleeping all night long, your body's working like crazy, trying to break down this food, usurping your nerve energy. The next biggest thing besides fruit in the morning gave me energy was releasing my body from the burden of trying to digest indigestible items because they were no longer able to be digested because the digestive juices were in conflict. How many follow? And by the way, step into my common sense corner here. Look at nature. In nature, animals have one focused food, concentrated food. When you eat 8 million different foods, you know what it does? It stimulates you to overeat because you never get bored with it. So food becomes recreation instead of nutrition. But you come to the common sense corner and you look out at nature, and we all go to Africa. And watch, we see this lion come down and boom, take down a zebra. It's a lion's base to do. Its body's designed for that. But does the lion take down a zebra and then have a baked potato with it? No. Okay? Because what happens is that body is not designed for that. You don't see miscombinations with animals. Animals' bodies are designed with a primary food. So think of this as a really simple way of thinking about this. Eat one concentrated food at a meal. Concentrated, to give you a clue, means a food that has very little water what? Contents, not much water in it. So for example, is steak an example of a concentrated food? Yes or no? Is rice a concentrated food? Yes, so think about what it is. Is a baked potato concentrated food? So what you can do is you're gonna have potatoes or rice or ideally just potatoes and have a couple big potatoes, a huge salad, some steamed vegetables, you got a great meal there. You're gonna have some kind of fish, then have the fish and have a big salad and some steamed vegetables. The steamed vegetables and salad help you to digest the rest. It moves it through the system. But you don't wanna have the two simultaneously. Does that mean, well, how am I supposed to have a sandwich anymore? I mean, that means if I stick in there with that bread and some meat, it's not gonna combine. You're absolutely right. What do I do? You have an avocado sandwich, lettuce and tomato and avocado. You go, oh my God, are you kidding? I'm not going to the Sprouts, buddy. I mean, I just came to a seminar for 3 days here. Okay? You must, I repeat, you must properly combine your food. And the way you do this is, it sounds insane. Like a lot of things I'm telling you, when I first started learning them, I thought there's no way I can do this. But you know what? I'm gonna try it for 30 days. And that's why I live this way still. Because I'm trying to tell you what it would smell like to smell a rose, and you've never smelled a rose before, some of you. Most of you. When you start feeling this good, you will never go back. You go, forget that. That old thing there, what I thought was rich, what I thought was rewarding, compared to how I feel. And what happens is you start to love these other foods because not only do they start tasting good to you, but you also feel the impact they have on your life. So I'm not asking you to commit for the rest of your life. I'm saying do this for 30 days, minimum of 10. How many want to combine your foods and just judge by results? All the research is here, but judge by results and see what it does to your energy level. How many want to try to say I? So what you're agreeing to is one concentrated food of the meal, the rest of it water content food. Okay, let's go to the next. Oh, by the way, next page gives you a food combining chart on what's a carbohydrate, what's a non-starchy vegetable, what's fruit, what goes together. It makes it real simple. You need to eat comfortable amounts of food to maximize your energy. Remember I said before, comfortable amounts of food. Because if you eat more than your body can take, two things happen. You store fat, but also you start changing your blood sugar. And I put some notes in there. It says, see what page to give you some support. Don't eat when you're stressed. Why? The minute you are stressed, you stop the normal secretion of digestive enzymes. So now whatever you eat when you're stressed is gonna ferment, right, or putrefy. It's basically gonna rot in your system. And that's where gas comes from, in case you're interested. Eat organic food whenever possible, and do not eat condensed foods, especially intense animal proteins, before retiring. If you're going to eat animal proteins, do it in the middle of the day where your body has a chance to break it down and digest it, because you go to sleep and your metabolism slows down and all that waste and that toxicity stays in your body. It's the worst time to eat late at night, especially animal products.
This session continues on the next CD.